Start with Tristan and Luke. KJ will join us momentarily, but we'll just go ahead and start with them and open it up for questions when you guys all get set.
We got the dub. That's all that matters.
Just for both of you guys, obviously, with how close you guys have become over the last 4 years, what did it mean to have to share this night together, to kind of go through this whole process together over the last 4 years and then kind of culminating tonight?
I'll answer. It's kind of surreal. I didn't think it would ever come to this. I know it was, but I felt like it just went too fast for us, but we enjoyed it. Obviously, that's my best friend. We've been through a lot of ups and downs, so just it's kind of tough to sink in that this was our last game here. So, but yeah.
For this game, did y'all hear from any former teammates coming into it, anything like that?
Former opponents. My brother was speaking before the before the game, but no, I haven't really talked to anybody. I probably will after this game, but I know they're in our corners. You know, the former teammates that we had. I know Dallas was out here, so he came out. Appreciate those guys.
They probably don't like you because they reached out to me.
Oh, yeah. That's a me thing then, I guess.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, a lot of former players reached out to me, so just a DM. He doesn't have it. That's why. You don't have Instagram. That's why. So, yeah, a lot of DMs and stuff, but, yeah.
For each of you, what are your guys' favorite moments together, if you could just pick out one?
On the court?
Whichever
we'll do on the court. Let's just keep it on the court.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much and on the internet, but I guess win against Arizona was pretty neat.
That was
as a team. And then whatever happened after.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Such an emotional night. How did it feel for you to get on such a heater in the second half? You get your first 4 threes, I think.
Damn.
Hey, I had 3 points. Oh, I was cooking.
I wasn't even aware. I was just getting them up, I guess. But it felt good, you know. Had a couple games where I've been struggling and stuff, so it obviously always feels good when you're making shots. And I feel like our defense kind of broke the game open before we got on transition, got to run. They didn't have their defense set, so that's how we got good looks and kind of started creating for each other.
We combined for 30 points, bro.
Damn.
Tristan, you obviously remained close with Anthony Coleman. You know, how has that relationship kind of maintained for you since he left here? And, you know, what kind of sounding board has he been for you throughout your career?
Yeah, he's been a great mentor for me, you know, basketball and in social life, just making sure, you know, I'm set for what's to come. You know, his knowledge of the game, his knowledge of the people of the business, kind of leading me in the right directions, and making sure that everything is working the way it's supposed to for myself and, you know, for us as a team. You know, he's a guy I can go to for advice. We've built a pretty strong relationship during the recruiting process, and then obviously we kind of kept that communication going after he left. And he's, you know, another shoulder to lean on and another person that whose advice I cherish.
Tristan, just being able to share the moment post-game with the crowd after you come in here, obviously recruited during COVID the first year, there are no fans in the stands. I mean, does that kind of come full circle for you, just kind of how impersonal your entrance was, but how personal the exit
and playing against Stanford.
Yeah.
So that was really full circle. Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. The first season was kind of awkward with the artificial crowd noises and stuff like that, but yeah, it's great actually to play in front of this crowd. And I mean, I told him after the game how much they've had an impact on this experience and how much I valued every single moment in front of the crowd.
Luke, just for you, I mean, being able to have Tristan come be a, basically become part of your family the last couple of years, spending so much time with how far away his family is and opening your home to him, how cool has that been for you, just kind of seeing him basically become a couple part of your family?
It's been a little frustrating because my dad likes him more than me now. He wears the merch of Tristan now, so it's a little frustrating. I'm just kidding. No, it's great. It's basically having another brother around. My brother's up in Montana, so he basically kind of fills that void a little bit, which is cool. But no, it's just like a family. I just look at him as another brother. I mean, we fight all the time and love each other all the time. But yeah,
hey, love.
Just, yeah. So, no, it's been awesome.
Anything else for these guys? We'll wrap it up with them. Have KJ in here in a moment. So if you guys want to go.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Is that at all, at least at the beginning, a difficult game to play with so much of the pregame stuff?
Like just... Yeah. I wouldn't say it was difficult. There's just a good team, you know. They're a good shooting team, and, you know, we let them get going. And they played an interesting defense on us. You know, they threw a lot of coverages at us. So just having to adjust with them along the game. But, you know, they're a good team. They got a good offense, good players. But I feel like we found ourselves, you know, more as the game went by. And, you know, credit to this team for doing that. Glad to get the win for the seniors for sure.
What did you think sparked you, at least in the first half? Yeah, I kind of ran up.
Honestly, just understanding that if we get stops, their defense couldn't set up, and taking away threes, you know, Renault and Michael Jones, you know, they were kind of getting it going, you know, in the first, and just trying to shut their water off for sure, and trying to take away their easy looks, make them have to earn some. So yeah, after we did that, things started to open up for us on the defensive end and offensive end.
KJ, were you guys expecting that kind of front court trap that they threw at you from their defense? And if not, what was the kind of key to adjusting that as a first half?
Yeah, we watched film. We didn't see that. So that was just something we had to adjust to as the game went by. And it was kind of interesting defense. It was like a press almost. And then, they would trap the first pass. But we were able to break it a couple of times, and so we showed ourselves that, you know, we can beat that and take them out of that. And, you know, like I said, credit to us. You know, we took care of that one, and then they threw another coverage at us, and then obviously they went man. So we just were able to control and understand that the more patient we are, things will start to open up for us.
AJ, in the same vein, they're obviously trying to speed you up with the 1-3. Mm-hmm. You guys played a pretty clean game, especially early on. I think you only turned the ball over 4 times in the first half. Is that a testament to how you guys have kind of grown and really started to hit your stride these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the last couple of games, our turnovers have been, you know, a lot lower than what they've been throughout the season. And, yeah, that's just credit, you know, understanding what the defense is giving us, understanding that we might not take, you know, the first shot. You know, get the ball moved side to side. The more open things will get, and the more slower and calmer we play, the more, like I said, our offense will set up a lot better. But, yeah, we've taken care of the ball a lot better, and that shows, you know, what this team is able to do down this stretch for sure.
KJ, what's it been like just observing over the last few years, Tristan and Luke and their relationship, just from what is it like seeing them practice off the court as how close they've gotten over these years?
Yeah, I mean they're honestly brothers. They're honestly brothers. I mean, especially when Luke took a German class, I mean, he thought he was German as well. And so it's just been fun, you know, to see them grow up and mature and be great leaders, but let alone great people. And, you know, they come from great families, and I've got a chance, you know, to know them over the years. And ever since I came in as a freshman, they kind of took me under their wing, and so I'll forever be grateful for them.
Anything else for KJ?
Thank you, guys.
A lot of coach here. Hey everybody, we've got head coach Tad Boyle with our 10th 20-win season in his tenure. So we'll have you start with an opening statement. We'll
okay. Questions. Yeah, I'll try to be brief. Sometimes I can ramble, as you guys know. But another good win, and you know, especially on a night where we honored two young men who are to me what all college basketball is all about, college athletics is all about. They've persevered. They haven't, you know, given up. They've gone through tough times each in their own way, and to see them honored tonight and given the love that they deserve tonight from our fans and their teammates, it warms your heart as a coach. I can just tell you that. And then to hear KJ Simpson, you know, talk about those guys and how they took him under his wing when he got here as a freshman. To me, that's what Colorado basketball is all about. It's about young guys learning from old guys, paying their dues, coming in and just getting better. And both Luke and Tristan have gotten better each and every year incrementally, and it doesn't happen overnight. They've just trusted the process, and that's encouraging to know that there's still people out there that respect that. Everybody wants their immediate gratification. They want it right away, and it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes it does, but usually not. Usually you got to put in the work, and they've done that. So I'm really proud of them and really proud of our team tonight.
Ted, you mentioned just kind of the recruitment process of mm-hmm. Tristan when you're talking post-game to the crowd. I mean, I asked him about this because obviously his first season, he comes in, there's no fans in the stands. And then
yeah.
it was a very personal message for him after the game. It's to see how much he's grown and become a part of the community. How nice has that been for
yeah.
you?
That's, to me, that's what going to college is all about. You don't get that when you bounce from school to school to school. You just don't. You don't get those roots. The ownership is not there. We always talk about owning the jersey. Tristan Da Silva owns the Buff jersey. Luke O'Brien owned the Buff jersey. There's a lot of collegiate athletes right now that are renting jerseys. Good for them, whatever. Hey, the world is round and everybody has choices to make. I'm not casting stones or dispersions on anybody. I'm just trying to make the point that these two young men are what we're about, what this program's about. I hope we can continue to build it this way. I hope we can continue to have success. KJ mentioned they come from good families. They're fantastic families. Thank God I'm not a football coach. I'm a basketball coach. So we don't have to find 25 of them a year. We got to find like 3 or 4. And they're out there. And I think the kids we signed early in November, same deal. Coming out of high school, you know, Felix Casares, Sebastian Rancic, Andrew Crawford, great kids, great families. They're going to come here, they're going to put in the work, and they're going to be great players too.
How do you think, and it could apply to either one, how do you think they became convinced to buck the trend
yeah.
through the tough times and stay for all 4 years?
Again, I think the fact that they love it here. You know, you have to be having a good experience to want to stay, right? So part of that is what we do at Colorado, and from the academic support that they receive, from the compliance support that they receive, from the strength and conditioning coach, and from the coaching staff. And, you know, they got to be having a good collegiate experience for them to want to stay. And it's not like we've never had players transfer out of our program. We have. And we will continue to have that. Like, that's not going to end. It's just to see the kids that stay and have them have success and be a part of a 20-win season again and have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament and have it, you know, put themselves in a position where we are right now down the stretch. It's nice to see kids rewarded and feel good about that decision. And, it's not for everybody. There's going to be certain kids that come and go, and that's not going to change. But, man, when you see guys like Luke – so I don't know what caused them to stay other than I think – you know, loyalty is a huge thing to me. We talk about it in the recruiting process, and it's a two-way street. You know, I've stayed loyal to Luke. I've stayed loyal to Tristan. You know, I'm you know, if a kid leaves our program, it's not because I've given up on them. It's because they're not getting what they want out of it, and that's okay. But I'm not going to fail them. We at Colorado are not going to fail them. We're going to provide a great experience to the best of our abilities, and I, in a perfect world, everybody would stay. But that's not realistic either. So, you know, you just take it day by day, year by year, and you just recruit great kids from great families. That, you know, the three core values of our basketball program are character, trust, and work ethic. And if those three kids have all those things, and part of character, part of it is loyalty.
Ted, I know you're like most coaches. You want your team to be kind of hitting its stride as we get into March, where we're at now.
Yeah.
You know, I know the injuries might have maybe thwarted some of the collective growth this year, but with this win streak, do you feel like this team is maybe hitting another stride going into this last road trip?
I think, yeah, offensively, I see a slowing down. I see, you know, if we just finish the dang game tonight and we turn the ball over four of our last five possessions and we end up with 12 turnovers, we got eight if we just finish strong. Like, you know, so we didn't, I don't like the way we finished the game tonight, but in terms of the way we played for the first 38 minutes of the game, yeah, our guys believe in each other. They've overcome the injuries. It's next man up. You know, the other night, Ruff comes in and hits a couple threes. San Jope has 7 rebounds in 13 minutes. Tonight, Bangat Dak, his number's called. He responds unbelievably well. You know, the stats don't always tell everything, but his activity, his confidence, I mean, to me, that's what makes me most proud of this team is all of the injuries that we have overcome, and it hasn't gotten us down. We haven't made excuses. We just keep chugging along, and we've won 20 games. You know, that says a lot for all the adversity that we've had to fight, you know, as a group, players and coaches, with the injuries.
Does the fact that you were missing 2 rotation guys almost turn out in some ways to be a blessing in disguise for down the road because you got more minutes?
Yeah.
A couple of those freshmen.
Absolutely.
Back tonight, I may be wrong on this, but it seemed like the first minute and a half of the game he had a deflection and 2 blocks.
Yeah, he saved a layup. We got beat. It was going to be a layup for Stanford, and he got his hand on a ball, deflected it out of bounds. Like those plays are so important, and that's when I knew, okay, he's ready to play. He's ready to go tonight. And, yeah, so, yeah, the blessing. You know, last year, Sandy, last year, you know, if you remember, Javon Hadley missed like the last 10, 12 games of the year, maybe 15. I don't know what it was, you know. And KJ got mono late. Well, Julian Hammond got thrown in the fire. Luke O'Brien got thrown in the fire. And guess what? We've benefited from that this year because of that silver lining of the injury. So, yeah, Ruff gets some minutes. BD gets some minutes. Hassan gets some minutes. Now, we'd love to have Julian back. We'd love to have Cody back, you know, as soon as they can come back. But it's been definitely the next man up, and it will help us down the road, you know, this year and next.
The Lakers got going there just in the second half of the
yeah.
game. His first four threes, and just it seemed like the Tristan that we saw a lot of last season.
Yeah.
How much does he find with the last game, just him kind of rounding into form here at this point?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Tristan, you know, I've talked about with him is you just got to go play and be aggressive. Tristan is at his best when he's aggressive. It doesn't mean he needs to score every time or shoot every time, but, like, you know, put pressure on the defense. And he's done that. Javon Hadley's done that. KJ does it, you know, just instinctively. But, yeah, when Tristan's aggressive, you know, as long as he's taking good shots, which he does for the most part, you know, it's funny. Sometimes he misses really easy shots wide open, and he'll make that left-hand swooping, you know, off the glass, which is a difficult shot, but he's so talented and so skilled that we just want him to be aggressive under control. And when he is and he starts feeling it, he and KJ were terrific, and I thought Javon Hadley was great tonight as well.
KJ has been on a historic scoring stretch across the last 4 games.
Yep.
Tonight he held Carlisle to 4 ascendancy from the field.
Yeah.
You spoke on his defensive effort this season, but could you speak a little more of that?
KJ should be considered for the all-defensive team. There's no doubt about it. Now, a lot of times that goes to guys that get a lot of steals. And the thing about KJ, he gets his fair share of steals, but, you know, when you go for steals and you miss them, you put your defense in jeopardy, you gamble. KJ's not a gambler. He's a rock-solid defender. He gets through screens. He takes on challenges. He's always guarding one of the best perimeter players in the other team. Javon Hadley should be considered for defense, you know, all-defensive team. To me, those two kids, night in and night out, are being asked to really, really lock down the other team's best perimeter and sometimes post defenders in Javon's case. But, you know, we went small a little bit with Eddie's foul trouble, and so we had to double the post a little bit and switch ball screens, which we did a good job of, I thought, in the second half.
Ted,
Cody and Gillian, is it just kind of about seeing if they can get on the practice court this week ahead of the
Yeah, you got to practice before you can play. So we'll see. You know, we're going to take off tomorrow. We're going to practice Tuesday, Wednesday this week and head to Oregon on Wednesday, and then we play Thursday. So, yeah, if you don't – you got to practice to play, you know. So hopefully they're back sooner than later. I don't know. I have the answer to that.
For Tristan and Lou, what do you feel like is their mark that they left on the program?
I think the mark that Tristan and Luke left on this program is kind of what I alluded to earlier, in that they persevered through tough times, you know, and they built a lasting – lifelong relationship and friendship that will go beyond Colorado. It'll be with them the rest of their lives. I didn't know that Luke took a German class, but it speaks to, you know, the fact that those guys love each other. They built a relationship. And to me, that's what college athletics is about. And again, you don't get that by playing with somebody for 1 year. You get that through going through tough times and, you know, hanging out off the floor and getting to know each other's families, going down to Denver. You know, I've seen a couple. Luke's a huge, huge Denver, you know, sports fan. He loves the Avalanche. He loves the Nuggets. He's a front runner, but I haven't seen him wear Rockies gear because the Rockies haven't been winning. But the fact is, like, he's brought Tristan into that fold, and you see them, go down to Denver to an Avalanche game or a Nuggets game or a Broncos game, whatever. Not that they go down a lot, but when they do, and you see pictures posted, and like you love to see that from your players that they've developed a bond and a friendship. So they've set an example in a lot of different ways, not just on the court, but off the court as well for our younger players.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.